never. So, we thought we would do a little sharing with you to show our gratitude for these 3 months. And I feel so deeply grateful for the effort that you have done for us. And I can really feel it's been so heartfelt, and we felt so well taken care of. And yeah, we like to give, to show that gratitude in the form of this, what we call a puja, a sacred ritual. And also for these 3 months with our dear Radhaji and this teaching that, yeah, I think we don't have words for how grateful we are, and it's, yeah, it would be nice to kind of close this chapter with a puja and some songs. So we're gonna do this 5-step puja, and we offer to the altar in the form of the elements. So yeah. We can just take a moment to close our eyes. There's so much to take in after these 3 months, and so much gratitude for all that we've been given these 3 months. And if you could only express that gratitude. We'll start by chanting to Ganesha, the remover of obstacles. Inhale.
Om Ganana Antva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmana Brahmanaspata Anashrin Bandhuti Visida Sadhanam Om Shri Maha Ganapataye Namaha.
Om
Dipa Jyotir Param Brahma Dipa Jyotir Janardanah Dipo Me Haratu Papani Dipa Jyotir Namostute. Achyutaya Namaha Om Anantaya Namaha Om Govindaya Namaha.
And for our teachers.
Om Gurur Brahma Gurur Vishnu Gurur Devo Maheshwara Gurur Sakshat Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
So we're gonna take this flower, and we set something we call a sankalpa, which a sankalpa for this puja. And the way I learned it is that you can see it as a wish, as a prayer. So if you have any deep wish prayers right now in your life, you can feel into that, and like, we don't need to hold back. You can wish for anything. You can do that. So usually we place it in the left hand and on the top of the right knee, and then we place the right hand. So I'm not sure why, it's just the way we do it. You can close your eyes and take a minute to set your sankalpa. And that is puja for Jnaneshwari Devi.
Om namo bhata samasta durita kshaya dvara shri parameshwara prityartam jnana vairagya moksha siddhyartam shri Jnaneshwari Devi pujam karishye.
So we start by offering Jnaneshwari the element of earth.
Om Prithviyatmikaye Shri Jnaneshwari Devi Kandam Dharayami.
We offer her the space element, usually with an incense, but this time we'll use a flower.
Om Akashatmikaye Shri Jnaneshwari Bhushai Pujayami.
Flower.
The five Atmikaye sense.
Yes, next. Thanks. Yeah, flower. Mm-hmm. And then we offer her the wind in the form of incense.
Om Vaivatmikaye Shri Jnaneshwariye Dupamagrapayami.
In the form of this light.
Om Vanyatmikaye Shri Jnaneshwari Devi Deepam Darshayami.
We offer her
water
in the form of food.
Om Amritatmikaye Shri Jnaneshwaye Amritam Mahanaivedyam Nivedayami.
We have all other offerings. Some books. I think I'll just pretend I'll
Sam Sarvatmikaye Shri Jnaneshwaye Sarvopachara Pujam Pujayami.
We can offer songs or anything else you would like to offer.
Thank you.
Perfect count, yeah. So should we just sing one more and see if we count? Singing for a bit, but waiting for a bit. Thank you.
teach you, guide and guru takes us on the wing. She wields the words that frees our hearts from suffering. To fulfill our wish for peace, she lets the shastra sing. Radhe, Radhe.
Om
Tat Sat.
This is a song for the great Italian men. You don't have to look far to know who that is.
It's you guys.
So you're ready, Skip?
Yeah.
How did we get here, this heavenly place, where we share Italian grace? We found ourselves on the mountainside with a great group of Italian guys. Good morning, they said, and served up lunch. We just prayed and ate a bunch. Allora, and always fine. They laughed, cooked, and helped us to dine. Olives and pastas, tomatoes too. We just wanna say,
thank you!
We love you, Italian guys.
We love you.
Great guys,
we love you.
Only fine guys like you,
we love you.
Just love you. How did we get here to this heavenly place where we share Italian grace? Found ourselves on the mountainside, the great group of Italian guys. Good morning, they said, and served up lunch. We just Allora, and all was fine. They laughed and cooked and helped us to dine. Olives and pasta, tomatoes too. Once again we want to say,
woo! Woo! Thank you!
We love you, Italian guys.
We love you.
We also want to say to them,
we love
thank you.
We love you.
For all the dogs,
we love you. We love you.
Both Giuseppe, Federico, and Jen J too. Of course, we want to say,
thank you.
We love you.
Bravo.
Here and you will feel about you and
we will feel your presence here forever. This is for sure. In our memories, you are impossible to delete. So probably you wrote a beautiful song and you say many times thank you to us, but probably we have to thank you in the end.
Let's sing one more song dedicated to the three of you guys. It's in Sanskrit, but you don't need to understand the words. It's just blessings from the Divine Mother, who I feel is always surrounding this place. Every time I go out and see the magic of these stars, I feel how held this place is in, always in love. So let's sing to that.
Mother, thou
That's a good idea.
You read from these books, you get something very, very touching and beautiful. And of all the words I've ever heard in the whole world, I find these ones are the most meaningful to me. And it's our teacher's, Radha's dear teacher, who she spent 40 years with, and so our hearts have been soaking in these words. And so the books had their own journey by the time they got here. They somehow included extra ones. It's part of the magic. So it almost said, of course you're going to get some of these too. So anyway, they're here, and with so much love and gratitude for all the many great things you've done, and so we can have this. We have another gift is also here. For you like grapes, don't you? So something to do with that. And then also here, this one. I think Beppe has been just an invaluable contributor to our sangha here. It's not easy to be a bridge Everybody going over you both directions. Up and down the hill, back and forth, playing that delicate role of the, you know, the in-between guy, and it's not easy for sure, and serving so beautifully. I mean, I admire how you can just serve so consistently and continually and graciously throughout, taking care of our dear teacher. I mean, nobody else could really do it like you did.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes it's hard for you to receive. I have to really receive to recognize that quality in yourself, you know, just to really let yourself have it, Brother Lucas. You've earned it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much, and for bringing us to this place. You know, it's been a huge impact on all of our lives. So wonderful. Couldn't have been better.
Thank you.
And so, may these books go with you. It's a lot of love and gratitude. And on a personal note, thank you for again some of the nice surfs we shared. It also means a lot for me too. Yeah, something that we really share. Yeah, so this course that comes just through me, but from all the group together. I'm just
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And on another. In the beginning, a lot of planning and sorting and then managing all these marbles. Are you going to come? When are you going to come? How long are you going to stay? How much are you going to pay? You know, I mean, it goes on and on. Somebody has to keep track of all that stuff. And Malika was, she was on it. She was really, you know, she held all those marbles and juggled with them and back and forth, and wow, it takes a lot. I mean, I was like, whew, you know, I couldn't have done that like you did. You did that well, and that was really vital for all of us to get here and get started. And at the same time, you know, your thyroid's acting up, and, you know, you have a lot of things on the plate, but you really helped us. You're communicating with Giuseppe to get everyone here and picked up. You know, it was amazing. Did really, really well. And thank you so much for that. Well, I don't know if you have these books already. Do you have the talks and essays?
No.
Yeah, this one is a long-time favorite.
Thank you so much. Wow, it's really beautiful. Thank you.
And these ones are for Anna, so we'll just think about Anna for a moment. So she was one of the pioneers who came with Pepe here, and then she sent us back. We were asking, you know, how's the place? You know, what did you like? And she sent about 10 pictures of the tree. Tree fort and everything. And then there was one picture of the house there. The trees were so beautiful. But one thing that Anna felt and Beppe felt it too as well, but and I said, I really feel the heart of this place. She knew when she got here, this was the place. She could feel it. And I think we can all appreciate the place is great, yes, but if the heart of the people aren't there, it doesn't really shine or fulfill. You know, there's an emptiness to it. It really requires the people. And so she felt that and got behind that mission. We're going to get this place, you know. And so many things she did, I can't remember all of them, but she took care of a lot, and just took the voice of
we need to get this done. And we need, you know, she had that. Yeah. She had that force, and she contributed a lot. So thank you. Anna, maybe she can listen to it on the recording.
Yes.
But we can tell her. So we'll pass that on. Thank you. Yeah. So, and yeah, our Sana also has done a lot. Yeah, and Jenny and Johan also on the food
team.
Yeah, thank you. And we all had our own part to play, our own roles.
And thank you, Sky.
Well, I'm just doing what I can do. I can give out some cookies.
The Cookie Monster roll.
Yes.
Thank you.
I just want to thank you all for really. I don't. You had to put up with me, but I mean, I have a very active imagination.
We love it every moment.
It's just. It's uncontainable at some points, and I hope it didn't get under your skin at all.
Not at all.
You got cherry on the cake.
So.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well.
Mm.
Yeah,
that'll
do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get it? I put it back?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And then while we're all eating cookies, I mean, this feels appropriate time. But Radha has been an amazing. I mean, the consistency of her delivery is so steady. So every day, just come on time and here and giving and sharing and deep and deeper and deepest, continually dropping the. You know, it's been. It's just been time has gone so fast.
Yeah.
The thing here, this is the thing, because we're just absorbed. And it's hard to really feel how much of an impact it's had on all of us too. I think we'll be figuring that out for the rest of our lives.
It's
thank you so much for coming, you know, for making this effort to jump across the ocean. You had to come the farthest of all of us. We so deeply appreciate it. You hold such a beautiful presence. It's such a easy to be with teacher and teaching and friend and guide and mentor and in so many ways helping us. You know, maybe also I don't need to say it all, but if anyone else has something to share.
You know, as these months went on, the consistency is a real thing. That's Swamiji. But when, you know, as the months were going on day after day after day, I had this thought that, my God, Swamiji did this for 3 years. With no break. In the first, he may have left the ashram 5 times in 3 years.
Wow.
For the first course. He never left. He sat there, and he never wavered. It was just classes, just the schedule. Every day, 5, 7 days a week.
Wow.
Yeah, and weekends sometimes a lot of guests would come, you know. But the schedule was the schedule.
Yeah.
It just. And then 3 years went by.
Mm.
Yeah. Also for us too, we have the schedule. 3 months went by.
Mm.
That's amazing.
Mm.
Yeah. Amazing.
And feel so deeply grateful for all that you give, all that you've been giving us. It's been so much.
And how you hold space in hard times as a friend and as a teacher, and just ground and stay there as a root. Thank you.
I really feel like we're all in it together. I'm part of the Sangha too. And I feel like it's just amazing that we got to be together.
Mm.
And that as Swamiji felt this way too, as he's talked about it. The teachings that come through, it's all Ishwara. There's no jiva there. When there's a jiva there, it's really boring. The jiva, that part, has to get out of the way and let that pramana flow. Yeah. So no person there. There's us. And this teaching coming through for all of us, including for me. Honestly. Yeah. That's the reality. Yeah. And you can tell also when you're listening, there's no jiva there for you, on you, for you either. There's just vision. And that's the strength of the pramana. Yeah. We go away, and that vision is what's holding us for that hour. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like to receive the thanks, but then I said, well, I'm thankful too. So why don't you say, I know, I'm so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I remember once when he was giving a talk. There was about 300 people there. It was in a little tiny town. He was under like a tent. He had a little stage there. And he was talking. I forget what the text was, but he started talking about the guru and the sampradaya. And he just got overwhelmed with emotion. And he had to sit there in silence. We all sat there in silence for, I don't know, maybe at least 10 minutes before he could kind of come back and collect himself, because it was so overwhelming that this knowledge exists, that it's actually there, that the Sampradaya is there, that there is Bhagavan, that it's real. And this solves the problem. It's so amazing. So he was totally emotional.
Mm.
Yeah. And of course, Swami Vagishananda. He loves his knowledge so much. So much.
Yeah. He often starts the class by crying. I mean, it happens. He just looks at everybody and just blowing out of breath, sort of shaking his head like this. Yeah.
Well, I can see that.
Mm.
Please thank Sana for that wish. For what she started, the wish she started with, the wish of having this.
Oh, yes.
just that thought.
Just, yeah.
You guys, just for, yeah, every step of the way.
Yeah.
And without you finding a Swami Vaishnava, then we wouldn't be here.
I don't know if he found him or he found me.
It's so amazing when you think of all of the things that needs to come together. So grateful.
Yeah. I never would have imagined. Yeah. Yeah, the profundity of that meeting, it just keeps on.
What do you tell us?
Everybody's heard, so maybe I'll try to say it a little bit differently. I mean, I couldn't stay with the life I was living and feel satisfied. I knew that. And so I had to go, and I didn't know where or how or what, you know. It just, in a way, it's kind of frustrating. It was just like, okay, you know, there must be something more, you know. I had a good life. It wasn't like I had a shitty life or anything. It was a good life. There, everything a person could want. But I sensed there was something more. It's the driving force, you know. It's really to pay attention to my heart. But I'm so glad that I did. So glad that I did. Even though it was a little frightening. I only had a few $1,000 and then I went off and searched, you know. Please let me meet a teacher. But I had an idea. I had a romantic idea. That I would meet a guy who was, you know, a kind of like a Chinese martial arts guy, like a little Chinese guy who was gonna like make me do thousands of sit-ups and push-ups and break me down, you know, but like, until you're just like, okay, you know, and then somehow something happens. You know, it was a romantic idea like that. And so when I finally met my teacher, it was the total opposite to that. He was a big, like lanky, like bearded, you know, like just, you know, it's just like you discipline yourself. You know, I'm not here to discipline you. You know, completely opposite guy. And but that was exactly what I needed. And after being around in this kind of new age spiritual scene, you know, which has its beauty, but it didn't have the depth, and it was fluffy. It was, people were just coughing up fluff. Like it really meant something. To me, I knew there was something more than that. And so then when Swamiji came, and the morning was a spectacular morning I'll never forget, because I was staying in a beach community in Thailand, and the night before it was very stormy, and in the morning the sun had come out and the waves were there coming crashing and sparkling in the sun. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful morning, and then I saw this guy looking out, and once you meet Swamiji, you know how he can appreciate things. Like he really takes it all in fully, you know. So he was drinking in the scene like, oh, it's beautiful. Oh, it's beautiful. Like that, you know, a lot, you know, just taking it. And so I sort of saw out of the corner of my eye, well, okay. Well, really something. I didn't know who he was or whatever. I just saw the guy appreciating. But then later, my friend said, I heard this guy was chanting so beautifully. And so I talked to him a bit about it, and he said he could meet us later on the beach and talk to us a bit, you know, and if you want to come. Sure, I'll come, you know, I'm intrigued. And it turned out to be this guy. He had a big beard, and it was like very, like a, yeah, kind of very wild looking even, with these wild blue eyes, like fire. But a lot of love in them. And it was high. And we were going and down the beach, and he was going, it's all ones and zeros, and all, like this, you know, and I thought maybe he's some computer nerd from Seattle, you know, and he works for Microsoft or something, an idea, you know, but this is something nice about it. And then we sat down on the beach there, and then he started to chant so beautifully and powerfully, and then he taught my friend and I Om Namah Shivaya and the meaning of Om Namah Shivaya. It was about a 3-hour talk. And that's when my hair started to blow off. Wow, you know, this guy, you know, it was like he knows something, you know. Really, I want more of this. I want more of this knowledge. Is like a vast ocean of knowledge given so freely. I've never seen anything like that before. So it was so much heart in his words and sincerity. And he didn't seem to want anything from me. You know, there was no deal, no nothing. It was just for the love, just because it was asked for. You know, and he was a peculiar person. I mean, I never met a person like him as well, personality. But he didn't seem to ever have a problem. And he just was always very, very cheerful and happy and funny and just full of knowledge. So I spent my days in Thailand. He liked to be in a hammock. So he was in a hammock and I was sitting on a chair and asking him questions and talking and getting that, and I had a plan to go and do more yoga, some quite expensive yoga course in Byron Bay, and I'm very glad I didn't do that. And instead he said, you can come and meet my teacher, Swami Dayananda. And he's having a 3-month course in India, and it's, you know, you don't have to worry about money, you can make a donation or whatever, everything's taken care of, just come and study. So then that for me said yes. So then I went there and I met Pooja Swamiji and the people. I could also see there's other strange people like me in the world who like to be here in that kind of place, you know, and listening and getting this, you know. So I felt more at home and validated. And then they had a temple there too, of course. So then I started to understand more about the temple. The first thing I did, the wrong thing I did actually, was walk right into the... You're not supposed to go into the inner sanctum. That's for the priests and all that. But I was very enthusiastic. So I walked right into the inner temple. I saw the deity. Oh, I see. You know, and had my own little meeting there, and then I came out, and the priests were freaking out. Get out, have to do a special ritual. It was all very super sacred things. So anyway, that was great. And so from that time on, I stayed with Swamiji, and I really didn't know. It's not like I had a proper job or I had anything. All I had really was my heart. Like I listened to that. It's always what I tell my students. I didn't ever expect to be a teacher or anything either, actually. It just happened. But the reason it happens is because I followed that heart into the knowledge. And then it gave everything I ever needed. And brought this somehow to you. I had no idea. And really, how could you know? So that's a short story of how it happened. And one of the reasons we're here, I guess. And I guess some years after that, I went to the ashram in the States, and Radha came there as well. And I had a short talk with Radha. I had a question, or kind of a psychological situation as well that I needed to ask her. And she just so freely, she had time. And then the next year, Sanna and a few Norwegian girls came, and they had a nice talk with Radha. And then we decided to invite her to Sweden, and she said yes. Yeah, if you hadn't have said yes.
Yeah, it's shocking.
You couldn't figure it out either.
Yeah. You just said yes. So.
And you lovely folks have the same beautiful hearts too that I did, that I do. Let me share with you what I know, which is only Saraswati's grace. It's really special for me to be here with this group who's been with me on journeys. You know, we've gone on these quite deep times, and I've been growing through that time as well and changing. Yeah, to see you all bloom, you know, to see the choices that you've made, it's like an extra rasa for me, you know. I'm not used to being the old guy around, you know. I always thought of myself as a very young, the younger, the youngest, younger. Everybody's always older. You're always kind of trying to. The old people now, and the old, older guys, you know, whatever that means, but that it gives. I finally have a sense of having lived some years. There's a certain wealth of having lived some years. I'm feeling that now. It's good, you know. It's like it's not afraid. I'm not afraid to be 48 or whatever. So and to see you coming along, you know, to see you blooming in your own. Like shining on, you know, and chanting, and I mean, better than me, which is, I'm not saying that much, but. it's really, really great. Anyway, I didn't mean to get into the microphone here. Okay. The stories to tell. Yeah, I'm very grateful for your. For your friendship, I think more than anything. Mm-hmm. You're your own beautiful people and teachers. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we can be together.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to thank all of you guys who arranged this and made it possible. Yeah. Start to realize how much work. It's amazing.
Yeah. How about Dan Johan?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you got a guitar? Probably A, C, A minor, C, and G would work. Yeah, you got it. It's A minor, C, G. It's always A minor, C, and G. It's a special one for us because also it came when I asked my teacher I was telling about who I met. How can I say thank you? You know, I just felt so like he knows so many mantras. Is there a mantra for that?
Yeah.
And he goes, yes, there is. there is. And he taught me this mantra down by the river. And said, Danyo Ham, I am wealth. I am wealth. We have this perception that we kind of need more wealth instead of seeing I am the wealth. I am the wealth. So blessed I am. I'm so blessed in everything that is. So blessed again and again. So blessed I am. So this one, I think we've all found the secret. Like, this makes us feel good.
Guy writes poems, you know.
I can't help it.
From all kinds of angles.
Well, I was thinking while you were playing that music, the song.
Need some light there.
Do you guys have anywhere you're supposed to be this time of
night? Sorry,
but it's not. The hell are these people up to? Okay. Thank you. Yeah. In the darkness, we fail to see what is truly me, to recognize reality. In and through the dream, blind it would seem to what is closer than the closest. Deeply pray to see the self-lighted way, and so, like magic, turn night into day. Mm-hmm. That's the closer than the closest poem. I had one. There's a poem that's brewing up from all of the
not all of it, but many of the beautiful statements that Radha has said that I've been able to catch, you know, in the moments. They're wonderful things. They just keep dropping, but they're not organized in a way. So I read, but I may just try to read them here, because I think each of them is something special here. Try to get rid of yourself or make yourself non-existent. In always present, illumining effortlessly all that is. Everything changes. Everything but me. As though veils shroud the only being. Scribbling. Scribbles and scribbles. So now, I'll read this one. This is a proper poem. Okay, maybe that's enough. Thank you for listening, by the way. Anyhow. This is again, it's the one I really felt so moved. I just feels so beautiful the way we bow to the teacher and the teaching. That gesture, the comfort of that gesture, the movement, what it happens, what it means to us to have this knowledge and to receive. That knowledge, that when that room, when it moves forward and down like that, it touches my heart very much. And so this is where the poem came from. That it's called Pranams for Vidya. We've learned to bow to the teacher and the teaching. So much it means to us. We put our heads down and receive into our hearts. The sacred words, the revealing words, our prayers align, invoking the highest grace, fulfillment of our deepest purpose, prepared to see as our teacher sees, the vision unfolding like a flowing river from a knowing giver. Mother Shruti's love is here. Om Tat Sat.
Prajabhyah paripalayantam nyayena margena mahim mahishah ko brahmanebhyah shubhamastu nityam loka samasta sukhino bhavantu kale varshatu parjanyah prithivi sasya shalini Deshoyam kshovarahitaha Brahmana santu nirbhayah Om sarvesham swastir bhavatu Sarvesham shantir bhavatu Sarvesham purnam bhavatu Sarvesham mangalam bhavatu Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha Sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kaschit dukkha bhavet,
Asatoma Satkamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamodachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashvishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om